In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I have compassion on the multitude, says our Lord, to these hungry people. And one of the ways in which the Holy Mother, the Church, over the centuries has shown compassion to her dear faithful is by inviting them to become part of what are known as third orders in the Catholic Church. And the main reason Father asked me to come this weekend is to tell you about the Third Order, specifically the Third Order of the Society of St. Pius X, what the obligations are, how easy they are, and how one can sanctify oneself so well by choosing this method that our Mother the Church has always, always encouraged her faithful to use. I've seen many, many blessings arise from faithful adherence to the obligations of a Third Order member, particular for the SSPX Third Order, which I'm chaplain of in Australia and New Zealand. Not the least of which is the fact that many of our priests have parents, or one parent, if only one was Catholic, who were members of the Third Order before their son entered the seminary. I can just think off the top of my head, myself, Father Todd Stevens, Father Marcel Ockesy, Father Joseph Ockesy, Father Chris Curtis, the list goes on. So they are an enormous wellspring of graces, not just for vocations, but for every part of the progress of our spiritual life. All the great religious orders have had third orders, the Benedictines, the Carmelites, Franciscans, Dominicans, where they invite the lay people who are not in a monastery or a cloistered convent to attach themselves to that order, to the spirit of that order, in a modified, easier version of the rule, the religious rule. You might see some of these books called secular saints, saints who were not nuns, they were not monks, they were not priests, they were like you, sisters excluded. How did they sanctify themselves in the world? When you read those lives, most of them were third order members of some sort. St. Catherine of Siena was a tertiary with the Dominicans. Gabriel Lefebvre, Archbishop Lefebvre's mother, was a prominent Franciscan Third Order member and organizer. What are the obligations of a Third Order member in the Society of St. Pius X, Third Order? They are regular morning and evening prayer, such as those found in that wonderful little book, that blue book, The Christian Warfare, praying five decades of the rosary every day, 15 minutes of silent prayer if you can't get to daily Mass, which is the ideal to get to daily Mass. Confession every fortnight, every 2 weeks, a retreat every 2 years, and the sacrifice of minimal exposure to the screen entertainment, the internet, social media, things like that. Let's look at these items in turn briefly. Firstly, daily morning and evening prayers. Here we're talking about more formulaic, predefined, pre-written prayers, like the Hail Mary, the Our Father, the Psalms, which take the prominent place in the prayers of the priest and the sisters. And although following pre-formed prayers does have its dangers, as does the misuse of any great thing, which formulaic prayers are, which we recite during Mass, pre-written prayers help us to keep our minds focused upon what is always important, what's always worth saying, what's always worth believing, what is always worth asking, rather than things that are motivated by transitory, fluctuating things in our life. Like, it's a perfectly okay prayer to say, "My God, please help my husband to find a job," something like that. But it's not as universal and perennial as "forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." Next is 15 minutes of silent prayer if you cannot get to Mass every day. As you know, the core of the Society of St. Pius X is the Mass and everything connected with the Mass. But if you can't get there, silent prayer. So silent prayer is where we leave aside mostly that pre-written prayer, and we have a heart-to-heart with our Lord. with our Maker or our guardian angel or someone else with a beatific vision. And we should ask ourselves, can we not find 15 minutes a day, I speak regardless of whether you're interested in the third order or not, to be silent, to be alone with God, who did this for us, what the priest is about to celebrate, represented by that big crucifix up there. How much time do we spend on the phone, on the internet, social media, reading the news? If we cannot set aside 15 minutes of silent prayer every day, then we should fear for our salvation, let alone fear that we cannot join a particular third order like this one, which requires that. And I might say on the side, rules of third orders are not binding under sin. So if you don't go to Mass one Tuesday or something and you're a third order member, you sort of could have gone. It's actually not a sin, right? So that's a good thing too, if you don't do any of those things. Of course, you want to do them to get the merits. 5 decades of the rosary every day. Hopefully, we are all doing that anyway. That shouldn't be too difficult. Going to confession every fortnight, or at least trying to, is something probably not that difficult for most of you here. Maybe it is for some of you. We get a much clearer picture of the state of our soul when we examine it, and a good receiving of the sacrament of penance should have you examining your conscience beforehand. If we examine it every 2 weeks instead of, say, every 2 months, our soul gets very out of focus unless we're examining it regularly. The longer the time there is between our confessions, unfortunately, the more convinced we can become of our holiness, of our okayness even. Imagine someone slowly losing their eyesight daily and daily becoming more convinced that their face does not need cleaning. We need to look into the mirror of that examination and submit our sins to the priest as a result. What about the retreat? Some of you have been on retreat before. Among other things, a 5-day Ignatian retreat, which is the usual one offered to you, amongst other things, it's this prolonged examination of conscience. It's a prolonged catechism. It's a prolonged lots of things, prolonged heaven on earth. If you compared going to confession, like a quick feel for like a dangerous, cancerous lump under your skin, then attending a retreat, 5-day retreat, is like a full MRI scan or an X-ray of every single cell in your body. We can deceive ourselves even going to confession regularly, or hopefully that's rare to deceive ourselves, but we cannot deceive or delude ourselves on a 5-day retreat. It's very difficult to. It reveals the true value of things. It sharpens our focus and points us squarely in the direction of heaven. A common objection to joining a third order, or this one in particular, is I don't want to be tied down. I want to do my own thing. That's very much from us modern people, isn't it? I want to just have my own individual way of doing it. That's why many men don't get married. They don't want that commitment. It's hard for us modern people. Well, I would ask such a person who said that, I don't want to be tied down, I just want to do my own thing, I would say, well, what exactly are you doing? What is your own thing at the moment, as far as your spiritual life goes? If you're not doing much, then here's the perfect opportunity to do more. Most of us, this is how we're built psychologically, most of us will only start some really important thing, like give up meat during Lent or something, if we know that other people in our community are doing that same thing, and we are accountable to them, and we feel part of a group doing it. Or perhaps you are already doing something quite similar to what I have outlined on your own. Problem solved, right? Father, I'm already doing it. Well, if you are, then why would you deprive yourselves of the immense graces you could be getting sharing in the graces, the infinite graces of the hundreds of masses that are said every year by our priests all over the world, you also share in the merits and graces of all the other professed Third Order members across the whole planet. Why would you deprive yourselves of those things? Seems too good to be true, doesn't it? But it is true, like so many things in salvation. And doing any good act in obedience to a rule, capital R, gives you more merit. Our society sisters here, let's say they have to rise at a certain time. Well, the early bird catches the worm. That's a good thing anyway. But because they have promised obedience as well to that, they get the extra merit. They get double merit for doing it. And similar thing happens when you are a Third Order member and do things like 15-minute prayer. You get extra merit. Someone might say, well, Father, I can't get to daily mass, as I mentioned. I can't get to fortnightly confession. Well, it's only you have to make your best effort. That is all that is required of you. And we have members of the Third Order who live out in remote areas, and sometimes they only see a priest once a month or even less, and they can still be professed members because they're doing the best that they can. And often they're very, very good because they make that extra effort to compensate for what is not available to them. Another objection might be, oh, what if I start but then I give up? Should I really do it? Well, that's unlikely to happen for one main reason, at least in the initial stages, is that there's first a probationary period. Like when you're driving, you've got the P for probation, and so also in the Third Order. It's a similar process to entering the religious life. If a young girl wants to join our SSPX sisters, they ask to enter. That's why they're called postulants, from the Latin word for asking, that period of testing, probation. Likewise, for the third order of the society, you try out your obligations for a year, and if you can manage them, and then you can become fully professed after a year and start sharing deeply in all those graces I talked about. Or you might just choose to forget the whole thing after your year of postulancy. It's completely free. There's no forcing. There's no pressure. It's all up to you. No one is going to hound you or send you emails, least of all myself, the chaplain. It is a free thing that you do yourself. You have to want to be a part of it. And even if it should happen that in the future you fall away from your obligations, your membership simply ceases. You stop sharing in those graces, but you haven't committed a sin. You're not an apostate. You're not a fallen away Catholic or anything like that. The last misunderstanding that comes up is, well, isn't it only for the holy parishioners? You know, we have categories in our mind. That person's holy. She's holy. They would be good in joining up with these things. I remember our priory in Tainong once had a visitor from someone in New Zealand, and I was trying to promote membership in the Third Order, and I said to him, he really should become a member. He seems perfectly suited to it. And he said, Father, if you saw the members in our parish of the Third Order SSPX, you would know why I would never join. Now, even if he were right, which he wasn't, that's like saying, Doctor, if you saw all those sick people in those beds, then you'd know why I would never check into that hospital. But just like the Catholic Church as a whole, the Third Order is also a hospital for sinners, not a museum for saints. How often we misunderstand this. The Catholic Church, to read the Gospels, will cure you of that problem. So it's not a sort of elite core, a reserve for holy parishioners or anything like that. It's for those who want to be good, not for those who are, which is none of us. So the Third Order is not an afterthought in the mind of Holy Mother the Church. It's not some nice little extra that it'd be nice if people did. These Third Orders are the means. They are the way the Church has always offered the faithful to save their souls while living in the midst of the world. If our ancestors needed it, if people like St. Catherine or Gabriel Lefebvre, may she be canonized one day, if they needed it in their world, then how much more do we need it? Many of you love coming to our masses because of the reverent liturgy and all this sort of thing, but you're not really members in the SSPX unless you are a Third Order member. It's good that you come, but don't you want to connect more closely, really become an intimate part of the family? So to conclude, the gospel of today shows us how powerful the blessing of our Lord is in bringing abundance when we have such a little to offer, those fishes and those loaves. And these few obligations of the Third Order, these few and small obligations, they might seem as insignificant and paltry to us becoming holy, to you becoming holy, as did those loaves and those fishes compared to the thousands and thousands and thousands of hungry people there. There seems no proportion, does there? And on the natural level, there is no proportion whatsoever. But if we are truly hungry like those crowds, not for the bread that perishes, but hungry to be holy, then our Lord will indeed bring a disproportionate flood of blessings upon you and your family, and bring vocations and all of those things in return for your generosity. If you are interested, you can look on our website, find more out about the Third Order. You can take one of the few enrollment forms at the back of the church. You can email me, but it's got to come from you. So may our Lord fill you with generosity and insight during this Mass to know whether you should go towards taking that step. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.